This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. On this episode, I have some good news that has been a long time coming. The USDA has announced it is scrapping its National Animal Identification System, also known by its acronym, NAIS. For those of you who didn't hear about NAIS from earlier Backyard Chicken broadcasts or other sources, it's a United States Department of Agriculture plan to tag or microchip animals and register them in a national database. The goal of NAIS was that any animal or group of animals can be electronically located and tracked back to a 48-hour period. The plan was as bizarre as it sounds. The original language, introduced between 2002 and 2004, supposedly out of concern over infectious livestock diseases such as mad cow and eventually avian flu, could theoretically include every species on the planet. And the USDA didn't deny that that was their plan until pretty recently, as part of their gradual withdrawal of it. The idea had long been part of the long-range plan for factory farming trade groups like the National Institute for Animal Agriculture since the 1980s. At the time it was first rolled out, it seemed a lot to me like part of the whole slew of Patriot Act-type legislation being introduced by opportunistic civil liberties haters in the wake of the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center and other tragedies that inspired Naomi Klein to write Disaster Capitalism. You should check that book out. The program was initiated with cattle and swine herds at factory farms. Chickens got moved way up on the list when virulent avian flu started to emerge on huge factory farms. Voluntary participation by agribusiness was soon to be followed by an attempt at mandatory, universal participation. The USDA's rationale was that the system was designed to track all animals that would benefit from rapid tracebacks in the event of a disease concern, which many of us small agriculturalists saw as, at least partially, an attempt to preempt the grassroots threat to corporate agriculture that the growing number of backyard and small chickeners represent. When I first reported on it in 2006, NAIS was getting little media attention, but grassroots opposition grew and food policy as well as civil liberty reporters took notice. The only agriculture that might possibly have benefited from the system would have been agribusiness, who operate on the economies of scale and physical concentration of units, meaning animals, that make tagging, tracing, and record-keeping affordable. They would benefit from the marketing that food was now safe to a public as frightened of food disease as they were of terrorism. And not incidentally, the factory farms would lose significant competition as small and medium and micro farms went out of business or closed shop, rather than buy chips and tracking software and spend countless hours reporting on a few hundred, a few dozen, or a few animals. Gradually, even elected officials who continued to defend other Big Brother-type proposals, like the Patriot Act, were hearing from their agriculture base and were siding with the opposition. Resistance was significant. In response, around 2007, the USDA changed its approach, gradually, but very noticeably, from a huge centralized Orwellian plan to one focusing on state-by-state control, calling it voluntary, but making it impossible to get federal assistance grants or even licensing if you didn't so-called volunteer. The new plan still didn't placate enough people, and by the USDA's own admission, after spending $120 million, only 36% of production participated. One might surmise that even the numbers they cite are padded, since they never could count smaller producers, even though they openly tried. Now, if you're a wonky policy type at all, you might enjoy going to the USDA website to read the press release and Q&A sheet. The original NAIS materials were hundreds of pages of difficult-to-read legislative language. The withdrawal is a pleasant example of what everyone calls spin nowadays. Okay, we admit we were wrong, or at least we can't make it happen, but without exactly saying that. The words previous administration is openly used. Don't blame us. I felt kind of scooped since I hadn't done an NAIS search in a few months and missed the news on February 5th, but turns out I wasn't as scooped as I thought. I couldn't find much reporting on the news except in journals targeted to medium-sized agriculture, who still have credible concerns. For instance, although USDA says it isn't interested in pursuing microfarms, hobby farms, homesteaders, and the like, in other words, the Bucky Bacall agenda crowd, they haven't pulled their flag out of their territory of control of interstate commerce. But small independent farms, in between the agribusiness I rail about and the microfarms I wax rhapsodic about, are still targeted. Indeed, a lot of my New York City Ethicurian friends should still be concerned about their local food sources coming from nearby Pennsylvania. Overall, I'm inclined to think the USDA is mostly sincere about crying uncle, for now. But maybe I'm just an optimist. The full plan won't come out until this winter, after a round of public input sessions, and then, of course, the plan will go through the second draft procedure, which the USDA sounds both proud and defensively annoyed to point out in their press material. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. You really owe it to yourself to go to the website and read for yourself. The USDA squandered a lot of goodwill with the totalitarian NAIS plan, and the refusal to let go earlier. So the toughest of the NAIS opponents are understandably still skeptical. To me, it's more a matter of no victory or defeat is final when it comes to public policy. You know, take a cue from your roosters. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance and all that. Of course, I'm not surprised that the USDA still hasn't admitted the ultimate irony that a successful NAIS would have eliminated the best solution to animal disease by wiping out small community farming and personal subsistence farming, and their retooled plan does nothing to benefit that besides ignore us. USDA would better serve its own mission of food safety and national food security by incentives and assistance that would increase access for consumers to food from local farmers who raise their livestock and crops on sufficient amounts of land without chemicals that weaken resistance and with more genetic diversity within herds or flocks. But I do understand that many folks believe the best attention from government is no attention from government. So maybe things are looking up on the freedom to microfarm front. Interestingly, I just received an email today promising that the Patriot Act does not supersede the individual privacy guarantees of the Census Act, something that was not guaranteed by anyone during the previous census. I'm still not sure I want me or my chickens to be counted, at least not officially by a government agent. I just want to go around waving my flags on my own time and in my own way. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time.
Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.